Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Doing Business Differently. I'm your host Kendeka, founder and principal of Kendeka Green Incorporated. We are a strategic management firm that specializes in helping professionals launch and grow brands by focusing on the fundamentals of business. So tonight's episode, we are going to talk about organizational management and administrative management, all those things that kind of help the back office flow well and keep you on point with your business. I think this topic is something that we don't traditionally discuss in depth as we should on our social media accounts, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, you know, those other platforms where we find our audiences, right? And it's because these are the topics that people tend to not find as important or valuable unless they're specifically looking for like virtual assistants or any sort of back office assistance, right? And these are things that entrepreneurs tend to, again, even overlook when they're launching a business. People tend to think that when they want to launch a business that it's going to be simple, like it's going to be 1, 2, 3. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get a product, I'm going to get an Instagram account, and I'm going to jump on it, and I'm going to tell you to buy my stuff, and you're going to buy it. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of kind of trying to give people a heads up, like, no, that's not really how it goes. Just think about it from your perspective as a consumer. Like, how often do you eat from other people just because they serve a plate, right? You have a whole bunch of questions behind the scenes. Like, first of all, is your kitchen clean? Like, do you wash your meat, right? Like, is your sink clean? Like, do you bleach that sucker out every night? Like, do you got bugs and critters running around in your kitchen? Right? Am I going to find a piece of hair in my food when I eat it? Do you even cook the food properly? Like, do you, you know what I mean? You have a tons, and I can go on and on with those types of questions, right? Because, you know, that's just how we do. But these are the things that we should do, right? So launching a business is an opportunity for you to do it successfully, and it can be done successfully, but entrepreneurs tend to overlook the planning aspect of things, right? It's great that you want to sell hair bundles. It's great that you want to sell clothes. And if you have a great community base of friends and family, yeah, you are going to be moderately successful. I mean, I can speak from personal experience. When I launched my first couple of businesses, because I have so many cousins and they have friends, you know, it was easy to sell things. However, you know, it wasn't an issue of scaling, but for me, I had like a real tragic loss that kind of like sapped all the energy out of me, but I didn't have a plan of how to get through crisis, right? So I just decided to shut things down. And, you know, that worked for me. But for some of you who are really making your businesses your bread and butter, like these are your lifestyle goals. This is part of your 2-year plan, you know, your 3-year plan and things like that. The only way to be successful at that is to plan out every facet of your business. Now, do you need a detailed plan, like saying on March 25th, I'm going to do this? No, those are the plans that you make, you know, on a like monthly, weekly basis. Those are your forward forecasting goals, right? But for to start up, you need a plan. And I talk about this all the time. You guys know I've put together a plan before you brand training, which is if you're interested, you can click the link in my bio. I believe there's the link to go to the sales page for that, where you can sign up for $17.97 and get access to planning for specifically your target audience, identifying who they are, and actually getting a really deep understanding of what your target avatar is or your client profile is and the reason why you might have strategies for that, right? So go click the link and get that. But in addition to that, you also need to do the next level of planning out your business, which is the types of products and services you plan on selling, right? You really need to understand what the vision is for your business so that you're not stuck doing things that just doesn't make sense in line with your vision, right? So you need to be very well organized to do this, to make this happen. Then some things that people tend to overlook are the back office, what I call the back office basics, right? This is the fundamentals of what I do in my day-to-day life, right? In addition to being a senior finance executive, right? In terms of operations, management, and things like that, like I'm not a day trader. I don't do derivatives. I don't do net present values. You know what I mean? My statistical days are over. But I do it in terms of operations management, finance management for an organization, right? I count the pennies. I know what comes in. I know what goes out. I know how to save a dollar, right? I know what my tax returns need to look like, although I don't keep up to date with what those figures and things should be from year to year, because that's why we work very closely with the outside attorney and agency. And I know when certain deliverables, they need certain information, right? I work with, although I do presentations to board members every month, I also sit with my attorneys to kind of evaluate what sort of plans that we need to do, what sort of things I want to present to my board to let, you know, our investors and shareholders know that, hey, we're looking to expand, we're looking to grow, and we're looking to provide more value not only to our internal customers, but also to those externally, right? All these things cannot happen without plans in various places. And we didn't even talk about marketing, right? We didn't even talk about pricing. We didn't even talk about launching plans and strategies, right? We didn't even talk about sales plans and strategies, right? We didn't even get to there. And there are general plans and outlines that you need to kind of have an idea of what you're doing with that. But before you can even do that, it's kind of like putting, again, I say this all the time, putting the cart before the horse and not even having an understanding of what you're doing and how it impacts your business. One thing that, again, I am hired for a lot of times is because I have a very strong understanding of how a business functions, not just from being an executive, but from an everyday employee, right? Employees want to be appreciated. But again, I find that, you know, the day-to-day employees tend to feel as if they are contributing more than that what they are contributing. At the end of the day, you are a small piece of a large pie. Everybody has a role to play. It's the job of the executive director to make sure employees show up, and they show up, right? To do their job. If you don't show up, if I hire you to show up, then that means that there is a cogwheel that is now stuck. And if we are already understaffed, that means someone else who is doing their small piece of the pie now gets a double portion. And we're not paying that person to do double portion, right? These are the things where, as an entrepreneur, you're the business owner, now you get faced with that reality. Oh, so this is what my boss was talking about, right? So it requires a little bit of self-analysis, self-evaluation, of understanding who you are, what your strengths are, what your opportunities can be with those strengths, and then taking advantage of, being confident enough to take advantage of them. But also on the flip side, understanding what those weaknesses are, those things that you don't do very well, and making sure that you're getting support for them. And if you're not getting support for them for whatever reason, then making sure that you can at least put a Band-Aid over them to get to where you need to be, right? Because those can become internal threats, but they can also become external threats, right? These are the things that your competitors can say, oh, well, this person doesn't do this very well, so now I'm going to create a product and service that can, you know, kind of fill up that hole. And that's, like, say, case in point, my business. The reason why I focus on helping business professionals and the service-based industry specifically is because I found that although there are lots and lots of digital marketers and digital coaches and consultants out there, they were focusing on those businesses that were selling products. And now a few of them are shifting over to the service-based brand because there's a market for them at a lower price point. But at the same time, it's kind of like, well, where were you guys at to help people like me when I was looking for specific services at XYZ price point? So I decided to launch a business when I left my job because, you know, I can't do this anymore. And I knew it was going to be a lot of work, but getting the support and effort, the help that I needed, just wasn't out there. So I was spending thousands and thousands of dollars and hours of my time. I had late nights and early mornings of being frustrated and angry. I did a couple of tear sessions, but not a lot because I'm not a big crier. Nothing wrong with crying, but, you know, I have a very high tolerance level. But I also was very, very prepared for the challenges because I just know, like, working in my job, I know what's involved. So in order to be in this business, in order to work from home, in order to be able to cover your expenses, you need to kind of have to go places where other people just aren't willing to go. Some people, you know, they're, because of their dynamic personalities, they make dynamic and excellent salespeople, but sometimes their products and services suck. Doesn't mean that they're not fit to be in business. It just means, you know, there are products and services that they can purchase that will help them become better, right? Better what? They can then turn around and sell the products and services that someone else is producing for them, right? They're kind of like the wholesale of this industry, right? like kind of like me. Like I'm a little bit of a quiet storm, so to speak. You know, I am that business consultant who teaches a very holistic view of launching a business. And when I sometimes go into other trainings, you know, and again, I'm not the first to do this and I won't be the last, but you can just tell who's picking up and who's doing what. And then when people purchase your stuff, you can kind of see who's buying. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's my niche. And I like being in that niche because I don't really want to be, you know, the person whose picture is plastered all over the place. That's just not, that's not me. You know, I've said this too a lot of times. You have to do what you love to do. I don't love to be in front of the cameras, but I love to be in service. I love to help people, and I don't need a pat on the back for that. You know, I just want to be able to live a comfortable lifestyle and do it and make that happen. But in order to make that happen, I have to be extremely organized. I have to know, okay, because I might have a limited time to work, what I am doing and what I'm working on has to be goal-oriented. If it does not align with something that I need to get done today or within the next week or so, then I'm not doing it. I can put that to the side, right? I really make a very prioritized to-do list, and I try my best to stick to it. I try to take care of what's most important because those small wins will help you build up to get to those big wins, those things that you look back and say, oh my goodness, like I did that. So some things that you can do to get organized. Take an analysis of those things that you like to do and what you don't like to do, right? I would start off with there. That's what I always do. What is it about this process that I'm not liking? What is it about this process that I know I'm going to enjoy, right? And for me, I do a balance based on my mood, right? So even though the night before I might prepare a preliminary list, when I wake up again in the morning, I'm looking at that list again because I might not feel like doing, you know, something on this list that I originally thought I should do. And it's why I give myself a few extra days of padding, right? So if I have something that's due on Friday and today's Monday, if I woke up, you know, and it's Monday, nope, I know this is due, but I got some time. I can put this off to do this on Tuesday or maybe even Wednesday if I really want to push it. But that means now if I don't do it today on Monday, that it has to get done on Tuesday. And if I put it off again on Tuesday, then it needs to get done on Wednesday. By Wednesday, it's swallow the big girl pills, get it done. Right? So it's having an effective and a realistic priority list and understanding when things are due, knowing what your calendar looks like, and then making sure that whatever it is that you need to get done is being completed at the level of service, right, that you have committed to provide to your customers or to your audience, or if you are still employed. These are the things that make you stand out as an employee, that no matter what happens, you still do your job at 100%. Think about that. A lot of times we get disenfranchised at our jobs and we say, well, I'm not going to do this, but any other thing. You know, if you're doing 1,000%, you have room to scale back. Of course, they will notice, but so what, right? But if you are already operating at 80%, and if you think because now you feel like somebody else got a raise and you didn't get one, scaling back 10% is going to get you at 70%. That's not the move you want to make. Right? So now that we've got a list, a priority list of things that you need to get done, right? Now you need to make sure that you have all the tools that you have available so that once you start working on that task, you can get it done. For me, I'm a big fan of, I'm not a big eater, right? But I do need my snacks. And if I know this is going to be something that's going to consume a lot of my energy, me eating certain foods is not going to get me to be productive, right? So that means it's a smoothie day, it's a salad day. So I need to make sure that I have those things available to me. And if I'm going to do something hard, I'm going to go get a smoothie, something that I can drink and be done with within about a half an hour to 45 minutes because I am a slow eater, right? It takes me a long time to finish things. So I'm going to make sure, but that's just on the external side of things, right? But when it comes to actually doing the job function, do I have all the pens that I need, right? Because, you know, I'm a planner like that. I got to have color-coded pens. I want to have my calendar. I want to make sure that I note the time that I'm starting. Do I have all the data that I need? Do I have all the reports? Am I missing anything, right? I need to make sure that I have everything that I need or most of it before I even start on the task. And then I've set a deadline. I've just committed to, okay, I'm starting now, or by 2 o'clock I'm starting, and I'm giving myself a fair amount of time, if it's a decent task, to complete it within that a lot of time. Of course, if it's a huge task and project, you know, something that I know I need to do over 2 or 3 days, again, that gets padded into it, So then that means then, going back to my original example, I can't start this project on Wednesday if I'm not in to do this effectively without being stressed and thinking I'm going to have this done on Friday. You know, then that means my push-off date can no longer be beyond Tuesday, because I want to at least give myself another day to look over it. You know, again, and those are if I know that there needs to be like a review with the executive director or with the board or whatever the case may be, right? I need feedback, right? So I padded that time in. So this is just one thing that I just figured I would go over with you guys. And then when you have a system that works for you, because again, that works well for me, something I've been doing for a really long time, being a young mother, being a young wife, going to school, working, and having a tons of responsibilities. But these are the ways that I've been able to enjoy my downtime. This is how I've been able to travel and still have a child. This is why I've been able to live the lifestyle I have, because I'm really, really focused on what I need to focus on when I need to focus on. Doesn't mean I always do it right, right? Doesn't mean, again, I procrastinate when I know I have time to procrastinate, right? If I know, oh, okay, I can give. But again, sometimes I'll be right up there close to that wire where it could be like, phew, pulled that off. Don't want to do that again, right? We all have those moments. But you have more control. You have more power. You have more authority in what you think you do, right? It really just takes a whole lot of prayer to make sure that you are being the best person that you can be for yourself. And those down times that we have, when we have those moments of doubt and negativity, those are the times we need to really ask for more strength and more power to get it done. Because otherwise, then, I mean, you're going to screw yourself over, right? Whether it's negative doubts with negativity, whether it's, I should have done things this way, I should have, or maybe, you know, the results weren't exactly what you could have been, and therefore you lost the client, right? Whatever it is, you have the opportunity, it's up to you. Again, I've talked about this before, we are not entitled to anything, right? We're not entitled, right? You get out what you put into anything. So that's today's time. This has been a great topic, I think, to discuss. If you would like to hear more of this conversation, let me know. Drop me a voice memo. Let me know on my Facebook page. Let me know on Instagram. Let me know in the training. You can also drop comments on my training platform. Again, if you want to go and if you want to sign up for the training platform that specifically is working with entrepreneurs who want to learn how to target their audience, identify the purpose of your target audience, and how to create unique solutions, which is dropping sometime tonight or tomorrow. Again, for the same introductory price of $17.97, you need to get in, because by the middle of March, those programs and trainings will be part of a bundle deal. And although the pricing will be great on the bundle deal, they will have a few more things into it, which is going to raise the price of it a little bit more than what it is. Because I'm really thinking of creative ways to get you guys where you need to be super successful and feel confident to then be able to just really get to the next step of your business. I'm excited. So again, drop me a comment, show me some love, do what you need to do, and have a great weekend. Bye.